1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. A record-breaking heat streak continues in western and southern states. Vegas marking day 5 at 110 degrees or warmer, and in Texas, triple-digit temperatures for weeks.
So I have to be careful out here, because if I get too high, my blood pressure go up, I get nosebleed. You know, and I have to be careful because I'm not on that medication I need to be on because I'm homeless.
63-year-old Vincent James in Houston. Former President Trump calling the official target letter he received that says he's the focus of a federal January 6 investigation a disgrace. ABC News learning a grand jury indictment could come in a matter of days. A 23-year-old Army private captured in North Korea. He had just been released from South Korea and was supposed to be headed back to the U.S. to face possible military charges, but was seen running across the demilitarized zone separating the North and the South. This is ABC News. In Ukraine, Russia striking the port city of Odessa for the second night. It's part of Moscow's so-called revenge for the attack on a Crimean bridge Monday. The CDC reports cocaine and opioid overdose deaths in the U.S. increased sevenfold from 2011 to 2021. In 2021, nearly 79% of deaths involving cocaine also involved an opioid. A sailor found after months lost at sea.
I'm feeling a lot better than I was, I can tell you.
Back in April, Australian sailor Timothy Shattuck and his dog Bella set sail from the Mexican city of La Paz, hoping to reach French Polynesia. But weeks into the journey, Shattuck says bad weather crippled his boat, knocking out the electronics and his ability to cook. He and Bella had to survive on raw fish. Finally, after months without seeing dry land, a helicopter launched from a fishing boat searching for tuna spotted Shattuck 1,200 miles from land.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Em Nguyen, ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest? With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. You're sampling the best. Better than all the rest. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back to the second hour. Thank you very much to Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow, for joining us, telling us all about the egg biz these days and traveling around the country.
Well, she's the right person for that, isn't
Perfect,
she?
Perfect. Outstanding.
Yeah. She's
absolutely.
Great energy, and yeah. She's going to get out.
She's a lot classier than I was when I was, like, in college.
Yeah.
Don't you?
It wouldn't take much, but yeah, she is. No, I've talked to her on the phone. I've never personally met her, but
nice young lady.
She is really into this.
Your favorite fair food?
Oh, man. Well, something with cheese.
And really?
Yeah.
Okay, I go
absolutely.
French fries.
No, I like.
You know what the worst thing in a fair? Cotton candy. Hate cotton candy.
Yeah, right.
Worst thing to eat there is. It's all over your hands, whatever. It's like.
What are the is it the blooming onion?
Bugs come around. Yeah.
The blooming onion.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Knock that off. That was great. Another great guest coming. You introduce him.
Yes, very special guest.
I know his son, but.
Yes, well, his son, his daughters. It's actually, I don't think he even is known as John Nordgaard anymore. I think he's known as the father of Jeff, of Sherry, of Julie, of Cammy, grandfather of an amazing player.
Right.
John Nordgaard, live from Minnesota. How you doing, buddy?
Very good. Thank you, and welcome to beautiful Otter Tail Lake. Too bad you're not here. We're on the phone and you're not here. It's gorgeous out.
Well, it sounded like you were having a pretty good time when I tried getting a hold of you the other night.
Oh, we've got a large group of people that come over around 4 o'clock for a little happy hour. We get together pretty much every day and BS and work out good.
I would fit right in if it's BSing.
Yes.
And at 4 o'clock.
The good old days.
Yeah. We had some fun back in the days, didn't we?
Oh, yes.
I mean, those were just tremendous days traveling around the country with UW Green Bay basketball. Jeff, of course, was a megastar, and Sherry, of course, was a megastar, and
right.
Julie married one of my best friends. In fact, you know that. How does it feel that? Well, they told me that Race's middle name John was after me, but I think they've told a lot of Johns that.
Yes.
What do you think, John?
Yeah, no, I think you're probably wrong there.
I know he's wrong, but you know, let the boy enjoy it. We'll let him run with that. I met you before, Mr. Nordgaard. You won't remember me, but when your son's number was retired at the Rush Center, so you had your
yes,
family.
Yes, I remember.
Out there. Yeah, that was quite an event. So. But we want to talk about you. I mean, you've got, and even the paper, you know, Johnny, tell me.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about your grandson here, whose picture is all over the Green Bay Press Gazette today, that UW remains in contention for him.
Well, his name is Con Knipple, and that's how you pronounce it, Knipple.
Yep.
Out of all the trouble people are having with it.
Yep.
And but he's a great kid. He's I don't know, since I was watching him when he was growing up, and in fact, I told Todd Kowalczyk at one time when he was an eighth grader that he is probably the smartest basketball player I have seen at any level as an eighth grader. And then not only being smart, he can shoot, he can play any position he wants on the court. He's just an exceptional, wonderful basketball player. I can't say enough about him. You know, I brag about him to all my friends here, and everybody is thinking like, yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden they look on Facebook or Twitter or something. Oh, yeah, well, you weren't BSing me anymore.
Best player in the state.
Right, and you... I don't forget if you get the Press Gazette online, but I get it delivered, and I brought it in.
A big article on him, big picture in the paper today.
Yeah.
But but not a bad gene pool. I mean, Sherry's his mom, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and Con, okay, get this. I don't want to take credit. I'm not going to try to take any credit. But Con actually played for me one time.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the Nagani Invitational Tournament, him and Steve Schulwalter.
Okay? Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Shoy, not very coachable. I'll be honest, not very coachable. But I think Con took some of my insights and the things that I told him, and I think that's helped him evolve into be helping your grandson. So I don't want to take credit for it. But
not at all.
I think there's a thread there.
Not at all. John would never, you know. Yeah, Nagani, there was probably eight.
And that was the year before I got banned for life from that tournament. So
we're going to talk to Mr. Norgaard. But
yes.
Yeah. But your son, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say some things Con Senior, or not Senior, but Con 1, we call him now. Sometimes he doesn't say things like that.
Hmm.
But I'm sure if he knew I was talking to you, he would probably say, oh, yeah, I remember him.
Best coach I ever had. Yeah, that's what he'll say. Ever. I will say this. Con's one of the best shooters I've ever seen in my life,
right,
especially from the corner. He was amazing as a shooter.
I agree with you 100%. That little fadeaway jump shot as well.
Yep. Incredible. Yep.
So any inside scoop? Where's he going?
I can't say anything about anything on that.
I'm just teasing you.
I would be shocked. Sherry would devour me in a second.
Yeah, I know.
Anything.
I would say, though, Duke is, whatever. It'd be fun to watch him. And we love...
Yeah.
Local talent, and that kid's got a great future. So
tremendous. Well, John, we want to talk to you a little bit about your experience. Obviously, you know, I'm a big advocate of helping veterans or whatever. Not that you need help in any way, shape, or form, but you know, I've written 4 books on veterans, and my most recent one included 18 Vietnam veterans, and I'm working on another one right now. And Jeff, your son Jeff, sent me the story of your experience in Vietnam, and it didn't hit a lot on that, but about what happened afterwards. And I'm just amazed. So I'm just going to take it from step one and kind of take you through this whole process. Is that okay?
That's fine.
So first thing, high school football, basketball star, you go to Minnesota Morris as a quarterback, pick it up from there.
Well, okay, I went to Minnesota Morris and fortunately played with enough good ball players that I signed a contract with the Atlanta Falcons. And so I went down there for tryouts, and unfortunately, as good as I thought I wasn't good enough to be an NFL player. But so when I got, when Norm Van Brocklin called me into his office to cut me, he looked me in the eye and says, well, Swede, we're going to have to cut you. What do you think you're going to do now? And I said, well, I'm probably going to Vietnam. And long story short, I went to Vietnam.
Wow.
How did you get into the medical aspect of it? Because being a medic, the medics, like, in fact, Jason, our board hop right here, our producer, his stepfather was a medic with the Marines in Vietnam, and I don't think there's a more hazardous job than being a medic in combat.
Well, I think you're probably right. The attrition rate was pretty high, casualty rate, so on. It was a dangerous occupation, but... had to have somebody to do it. And I had a double major at Morris where I had a biology degree, and I also had a health, recreation, and phy-ed degree. So as far as background is concerned, I'm sure that that's as good a background as anything. But when I got drafted, I signed up to be a physical therapist, thinking, well, if I do that, I won't have to go out in the bush and
right.
and with the grunts and stuff like that. And at the end of basic training, they hand out what your MOS is, and that's military occupational service. And I didn't know anything about military jargon or anything like that and abbreviations. So I went down to my drill sergeant and I said, what does this mean? This MOS here, he says, well, you're going to be a combat medic. I said, well, I didn't sign up for combat medic. I signed up for, physical therapy, to be a physical therapist. And he goes, you're in the Army.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. You don't have much say. Wow.
You don't have much say. You don't have any say.
I would just back up.
They wanted me to be a. They wanted me to go into officer's candidate school, and that would have required me to stay in longer. And I said no to that.
Really?
I probably might have been able to be a little more choosy then, and
right.
might have even been able to get what I wanted, but not being a just out of basic training soldier.
The wow. casualty rate for second lieutenants was really high in Vietnam, though, too.
Yes, it was.
Really
it was
high.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I just think of, you know, the service you provided as a medic, but ooh, the emotional drain that it must have taken on you to see these young kids. And, oh, God bless you for doing
that. Take a special person.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were, you know, horrible things that happened and horrible things that I saw and had to deal with. But fortunately, I was a little older than most of the people that I worked with, most of the soldiers there. After 5 years of college, using up every bit of
eligibility
and support that I could. So I was a little older, and I think that helped me. And it just, you know, I came home, and there were a lot of things that bothered me for a while and yeah. what have you, but getting married shortly after I returned home and then having a wonderful wife, things kind of, your mind kind of slipped away from all the bad things that happened. And, right. and fortunately, I've been able to live a life that is that's very comfortable and you know, raised, I think, a wonderful family. And so things turned out really good.
Oh yeah, you had a lot to be proud of.
For a lot of the others,
but yeah.
you were to be proud of.
You were wounded yourself, weren't you, John?
Yes, I was.
Who took care of you when you were wounded?
Well, I did.
Okay.
It wasn't a serious wound. In fact, a little funny story there. Just while that was happening, I was wounded. Unfortunately, I maybe shouldn't talk about this, but I'll briefly. The gentleman that was the soldier that was in the foxhole with me was shot right in the head and died instantly. And then mortar rounds and grenades and what have were thrown right in front of our foxhole. And I took some shrapnel that was not serious, but it was wow. wasn't good for the soldier with me. So
that MOS meant my own service because you
yeah,
had to
that's
take
right.
care
yeah,
of yourself.
Right,
wow.
Right. And interesting, I think a little funny thing is that obviously telegraphs get home. So the U.S. Army sent a telegraph home to my folks saying that I was wounded before I could send a letter and say, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. I'm going to be back out in the bush in just a little bit anyway. So, but the water treatment man delivered the telegraph to my parents. saying wow. that I was wounded and numb. I kind of chuckle at that.
Unbelievable.
Normally you see these spitfallers officers or sergeants
yeah.
delivering a letter or whatever. That generally that's when the soldier has been killed.
Right.
But
wow. Well, John,
hey,
we
got
to go for a quick break, because then we're going to get to the other part of this story, which is still, I find, just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, I followed a lot of different stories, but what happened afterwards when you came home and the whole thing. And
right.
So we're going to send John Norgaard, Vietnam veteran, is joining us right now, and we'll be back with more.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media,
608-819-8255.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High of 82, south winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 63. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, highs level off around 77. Seasonal temps Friday and Saturday with highs in the low 80s, chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW, Green Bay's Talk Radio, 97.9.
WGBW, we are at 1590 AM and 97.9 FM. We have a all special guest.
Very special guest.
Right? This guy's awesome.
John Nordgaard. And John, we're talking about your Vietnam experience, and you were wounded. You took care of numerous wounded troops. You also received a Medal of Valor. They don't just hand those out. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I received that Medal of Honor, or not Medal of Honor, I would say it's a Bronze Star with a V for Valor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the times we were in the night encampment area where we were overrun basically by NVA and Viet Cong forces, and had a number of soldiers that were killed and a number of them that were wounded. And I crawled from soldier to soldier to give aid. And in the process, I guess I saved a number of them, and they awarded me this Medal of Valor Bronze Star, my second Bronze Star. So I was, and one of those things that at the time you don't even give a rip about it. As you get older, you think, well, you know, I guess that's pretty cool.
But really cool. That's amazing that you crawled soldier, never really thinking about what you're doing, right? I mean, isn't the
about
adrenaline,
your own safety?
Right. You don't think about your own safety. You're just, the adrenaline's flowing. And I've never been even close to something like that. But few people I've talked to, it's incredible what we've done.
The adrenaline factor is really something. I've always said this, that I was in position in sports where I could win a game with a 2-point jumper or a free throw and or throw a touchdown pass and or whatever, and how excited you are about that, and that it is nothing compared to being in a firefight. And now, instead of trying to win a game, you're trying to save your life and the lives of other soldiers. And when the firefight is done, you're floating on a cloud. I mean, if you're one of the guys that are alive, you're floating on a cloud and you're just happy as hell. And it takes quite a while to come down off that. And it's something else. I hate to say it, but I kind of miss that. I kind of miss that feeling, but I surely don't want to go back in that situation to get that feeling again. I'll tell you that.
Well, I've had guys tell me they've never felt, the closer to death they were, the more alive they felt, and they've never felt more alive than in some of those situations.
That's absolutely right. I would agree with comment, yes.
And John, wow. One other thing. You know, I think the media has done a horrific job, especially back in those days, portraying the Vietnam vets. And, you know, all the guys I talked to, it's like we were just a bunch of young kids. I mean, you were one of the few college graduates I know that were over there. These kids were drafted when they were 18. Right. They'd never been out of town. They'd never been on a plane before. They'd never been anywhere. And all of a sudden, they're in the middle of this jungle, sitting in that jungle. And they say the nights are so long in Vietnam when you're out in the bush. It's mind. But they were just a bunch of normal kids, weren't they, John?
Right. And like I see on Facebook all the time, the people will write something in and say, you know, you should feel good that you're going to New York on your senior trip.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, back in the 60s and 70s, people went to Vietnam on their senior trip.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Which wasn't a good deal. And you're absolutely right. The young kids, and you get out in the bush at night, and everything out there is moving. And you swear to God that it's every little tree, every little movement is somebody out there trying to kill you. And but there again, it's one of those things that unfortunately makes it exciting, and I can understand why some people continue to re-up and go in if that's their gig, because it's a high. It really truly is.
One guy told me, though, the worst night of his entire life waiting for the sun to come up, so he was laying there and he thought one of his buddies put his leg across his, and he realized it was a snake laying across the back
of
his legs.
Yeah, and everything there is bigger than what you think. I mean, I saw centipedes there that were a foot and a half long, and spiders that were 10, 12 inches long and what have you.
And you couldn't just go up to your sergeant and say, hey, I want to go home. This isn't for me.
No, I had people try and come up to me. Some of my soldiers come up to me and with some, I'm sick, I've got to go in, and yada, yada, yada. But being the medic, I was the one that decided then.
And you know what? The thing is, though, too, John, it's like, you know, it's not like all of a sudden you lose all your, you know, you're 18, 19 years old, and you grew up a certain way, and some of the things that were still, you know, kind of scary all your life, they don't just change in Vietnam. A good friend of mine, he was a Marine, and they were going to go after the NVA. Enough of the Viet Cong. They're going after this NVA compound. And he said, they got new weapons. They got camo uniforms. Everybody's painting everybody else's face. They said they were just bandoliers of ammo. It's like, we're going kill commies. We're the most bad bleep bleep on the face of the earth. And it's like, we're going kill commies. And they start out going down a trail, and somebody yelled, snake! And he said, you've never seen poor guys.
That'd be me.
As a snake went right down the middle of the trail.
We're not as bad as we thought.
Exactly.
Take cover.
Exactly. Right. They were still that 19-year-old kid from back home who was, you know, scared of snakes. So yeah. I think that's the cool part. Okay, we're going to be sent to another quick break. That's our last one, John. And then we're going to get into the aspect of when you left Vietnam, you packed everything up, you sent it home, and why you had to wait 52 years
right.
to receive that package. I just have to, just reading that story, and so was it WCCO in Minneapolis that did the story?
Correct.
They did it, and they, what a magnificent job they did in that story, huh?
Yes. They had a few blunders. The wedding picture wasn't us, but other than that,
I was wondering about
pretty
that.
Pretty accurate.
Wow.
I thought, wow, did they ever look different?
Boy, that's.
I was wondering about that. I thought you looked really skinny in that picture, and whatever. And it's like, huh?
Of all stuff to miss.
God. Yeah. But hey, one thing though, Norm Van Brocklin, was he as tough as they say?
Well, I actually wasn't around long enough to
feel his wrath.
I would have liked to. Yeah, I'd like to have felt his wrath even longer. But I can't say I. When we went on the plane to go for, I believe it was, it wasn't the mini camp for rookies, but I think it was going down to Johnson City, Tennessee, where the training camp was. He got on the plane when. another player, Dick Enderle, from...
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. Stunned and shocked. That's how a witness describes seeing an American soldier running into the demilitarized zone separating North and South Korea, and then captured by the North.
Suddenly I noticed a guy running, guy dressed in black, running what looked like full gas towards the North Korean side. And my first thought was, what an absolute idiot. I assumed he was sort of getting a mate to film it for some kind of TikTok stunt or something like that. But he just didn't stop and he kept going.
Tourist Sarah Leslie at the DMZ at the time. 23-year-old Army Private Travis King had just been released from South Korea and was supposed to return to the U.S. to face possible military charges, but apparently decided to flee into North Korea instead. Former President Trump weighing his next move after receiving an official target letter saying he's the focus of a federal January 6th investigation led by special counsel Jack Smith. Sources tell ABC News he could be indicted as soon as Friday. This is ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning downtown Green Bay. Well, CCR, Fortunate Son. Right. Love that song, 1969. Joining us right now, John Nordgaard. Very familiar name in the area, of course, through sports. And he's telling us just an amazing story of his service in Vietnam as a medic. And I got to pick, before we get to the final chapter of your saga, John. Tell me again about being on the plane with Norm Van Brocklin.
Oh, okay. So we're already sitting down on our seats, Dick Enderle and I, and in walks Norm Van Brocklin, and not to ruin his character or anything, but he had a Good Time Charlie hat on, and he and his wife walked in and looked like Norm was having a lot of fun prior to entering the airplane.
So
all I'll say about that.
He would have fit in perfectly at your happy hours.
Absolutely. He would be the star.
So, John, you spent 13 months in combat in Vietnam. You survive. You save lives. And you get on that plane to come home. But before that, you pack up all of your things, your Purple Heart, your Bronze Stars, your pictures, all those different things. Take it from there.
Well, all right. Number one, I guess I don't remember what I had packed, basically.
Okay. Yep.
When I found out that the so-called box was recovered or that someone had it, I didn't know for sure what was in it until Mr. Lundborg brought it to me and I opened it up. But what happened was, and I think it's like a lot of soldiers, they don't want to bring everything home in a duffel bag, so they leave it up to the military and the United States Postal Service to get stuff sent from Vietnam to the States, so it's not extra stuff you have to carry. So obviously, I imagine that was in my mind, and so I packed these things, and I put them in the box, and I brought it in to the mail clerk's hooch there, and supposedly it just sat in the hooch for a couple months, and then that mail clerk left, and Peter Lundborg took over. He was a grunt down south, and he was reassigned, and fortunately reassigned to be a mail clerk. What a great deal that is.
Yeah.
And so then turned out our base, our company base, was being overrun, and he threw a bunch of stuff from the mail hooch into his duffel bag. And as the plane landed, they opened the back transport, and he threw the stuff in, and he jumped on, and as mortars were hitting all around the plane and took off, and it just so happened that box, my box, remained in his duffel bag all the way back to the States and with him for 52 years. It's crazy.
And then how did he find it? How did you acquire those medals?
All right. So what happened then is he was trying to find me right away. But what happened was he believes anyway that maybe the mail people would check the stuff that's mailed back so there's no contraband like drugs or or 45s or something like
grenades.
So the address may have popped off. It was sent to me in Wapiton, North Dakota, but it may have popped off and there was no address. But somehow he did open it up and there was a manila envelope and had some information with my name on it. And he ended up contacting his son 4 years ago. Ended up contacting my daughter Julie in Toledo, and which is crazy, being that she is now Julie Rose Norgard Kowalczyk.
Right.
Yeah. How the heck did that happen?
Right.
I mean, how the heck you could figure out the name thing? But anyway, text her and said, "Did your dad is your dad missing a box from Vietnam?" And she just thought it was a spam thing, a big old scam. So she just let it go and didn't delete it. But 4 years later, she goes back to delete some of her spam mail, and she thought, maybe I should ask Dad. And sure enough, she contacted me, and I said, yeah, I am missing a box.
Wow.
And lo and behold, she goes, well, I think I know the person who has it. And then Mr. Lundborg and I communicated the old-fashioned way by letter, and until we started talking on the phone and stuff, and I'm thinking all along, well, just mail the darn box to me. It can't be that important anyway. And But he was insistent that he was going to deliver that damn box because, you know, the mailman, he's got to deliver.
That's awesome.
He's got to deliver the mail.
Now, and that guy ought to be a commercial. That's incredible.
You're right.
John, what was the time gap in that when you left from when you received it?
52 years and a few months.
Well, you got it.
That's snail mail.
Boy, that's...
So you guys got together, right?
Right. They took a ferry, drove their car in a ferry at Michigan, rode across Lake Michigan, and drove up in my driveway, and they came out and handed the box to me. And so we were sitting outside in our driveway, and Peter and I were talking about some of our Vietnam experiences, and this went on and on as the box is in my lap. And Eleanor and Joan, Peter's wife, they were talking a little bit, and finally his wife goes, "Why don't you guys be quiet and open the damn box?"
Wow.
So, yeah.
Was that a scary feeling, or not a scary, but a weird feeling,
like
opening
anxious?
Up some, that the last time you touched that, you were this young kid in Vietnam?
Right. And like I said, I didn't remember. I thought maybe I had the deflated football in it, and I thought maybe there might be some medals in it. I didn't know. And I also thought there might be a camera in it, but I had no idea.
Remnants of a snake.
But, yeah.
Well, I bet you that must have been a little, what's the word? Is it anxiety? But opening that up must have been, I don't know. Just tell us about that. That's quite a moment in your life.
Yeah, it When I first opened it up, I'm looking at it and I see, wow, there's a camera. That's that darn camera that the helicopter pilot threw out 30 feet up in the air because we couldn't get to get to where we were going with our rucksacks and broke the camera, but I kept it anyway. Why? I don't know. And I don't know why that camera was with me anyway when I was out in the bush, because it darn thing weighs about 5 pounds, and we were carrying somewhere between 60 to 80 pounds anyway. Wow. So stupid. and then there was this is the craziest thing, there was a X-Acto knife in there. Now, I don't remember anything about an X-Acto knife or why I thought that was so important that I had to send it back home. But it did say somebody else's name on it, and a peace sign, and then it said free on it. So must have been free. I picked it up, and there's my Curb Alert. That's my Curb Alert stuff, I guess, and I'm still doing it.
And then all your medals were there, though, right?
Right. And then as I went down further, then I found my first Bronze Star that I received, and then I saw the Purple Heart, and then the Bronze Star with the V was in there. And then even more important were the actual certificates, and I've forgotten all about those too, actual certificates why I was awarded those particular medals, and you know, from the President of the United States, etc., etc. And that was really, really something that was special. The medals you can get replicas of and stuff like that. In fact, I've got a little shadow box of the medals, but those things actually saying that, by golly, he really did receive it. And it was really, really neat to get the original medals as well.
So I mean, how
I had a grin on my face for 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah,
you know, opening it up and talking about it and stuff,
you deserved every piece of that too. Hey, did you, what did you, do you have an office now? Do you showcase that? Is that part of your 4 o'clock cocktail hour? I mean,
what happened was I've got to tell you too, that interesting thing as well is I had football tapes in there that was sent to me by one of my teammates, that ended up being assistant coach at the college where we played together. And so he sent tapes of not my games or his games, but the following year, you know, tapes of people that I had played with and were still playing. They were audio tapes. But the funny thing is that my son-in-law opened up one of the tapes and found a letter in it from this Gary. And in the letter, it says, send them back when you're through with them.
you got to send those back just for...
He's probably in heaven. I don't know. Is he still around?
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I showed the box to my dear friends from Dawson, Minnesota, a couple, and she was in tears, and she got in touch with John Luritzen from WCCO that next morning, and then I got a call from John, and that thus all this stuff has started. And I tell Peter Lundborg, now you see what you got us into. Wow.
That's amazing. 52 years. You touched it in Vietnam, handed it off to somebody, and it was handed to you in your driveway 52 years and some months later. That is just remarkable. Right. But thank God that guy was perseverant enough to stay with
it. To hang on to it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would have like a wedding gift, left it in the trunk of the car, for crying out loud.
Yep.
But the interesting thing is, John and Jim, is that Peter and Joan are coming out to Otter Tail Lake next week, and then a TV station from Fargo is coming out to do an interview with the two of us.
Wow. All right.
TV Diddy. So
that'll
be very interesting.
Are you going to let me interview for my next book that I'm working on?
Sure.
Awesome.
Why not?
Thank you.
Charge him, John.
Hey, what's my cut?
Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
A percentage of the profits, which, oh boy, we'll get a cocktail maybe.
Okay.
He wants to buy that silo. Work. Yeah. You know, how great that is that it was a long road, and, you know, the service you've done, and your legacy is really your family. But, I mean, what you did in Vietnam, and to have that in your possession that you can share with your kids, your grandkids, neighbors, I mean, this really, we're full circle. This is a pretty good ending to this
amazing,
very difficult story, right?
Yep, absolutely is. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I just want to talk one more sports thing. You know, I do the high school football games for Channel 32 here on Friday nights, and we did a big preview thing last night that's going to air next week about our upcoming schedule. And one of the things we talked about was this wide receiver for Westy Pier, who's got some pretty good football skills. You know who that kid is?
Oh, no. Don't know anything about that kid.
Langdon, is he going to be a college football or basketball player?
Oh, he's going to be football.
Total football.
He's never put the hours in or time in to be a great basketball player. He's an okay high school ball player, and he'll probably start again this year. But I think his heart is into football, and some college is going to be very, very happy to get him, and they, who knows, they may put some weight on him and make him a tight end, but right now he's a heck of a wide receiver, you know, being 6'4" and with decent speed and great, great hands. He could do some really great things for West Appear this year, and then
they're a fun team to watch
in the college. Yeah,
outstanding. Sounds like you're a little tough on the guy. That's nice.
Well,
he's got two coaches.
Well, when 9 houses down from where you live, you got the best basketball player in the state.
Yeah,
it's hard to compare without saying, well, he didn't work quite hard enough.
I'm hearing that.
Hey, I got to tell you, though, you talk about your great athletes and your family, but your daughter, Julie, she was my son Dominic's first babysitter. She was our first daycare. And Dom still, he doesn't remember her or anything like that, but she always still asks. She's one of the most wonderful young ladies we've ever had the pleasure of knowing.
I agree with you. She's a doll. And she, unfortunately, maybe she didn't get into the sporting good or the sporting end of the college and what have you. Probably saving her knees and elbows and ankles.
Well, you've
stuff
done
like that too.
Are you
country fans? Because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho Chunk Gaming Nacoosa.
Steam water
with big
hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. Visit our website for more information.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion throughout the month of July. You can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with a slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 82. Southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 63. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 77. Temperatures near average Friday and Saturday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9 FM. Special thanks to John Nordgaard telling us an amazing story about getting his medals returned to him 52 years after Vietnam. Much appreciation for him sharing some very personal stories. And I want to apologize to the listeners when we get cut off like that. We have heartbreaks. I have been in radio for a lot of years. I've never dealt with heartbreaks where even if you're not done talking, just automatically shoots to the break. And I apologize when we get cut off. I know that's frustrating for everybody involved and for John for getting cut off like that, but it has nothing to do with our phenomenal producer, Jason, in the booth. It's just a hard break where it just automatically fires, and I'd love to get rid of those so we could have more control of the show. So talk to the big wheels at Civic Media. We need to have control of the breaks.
Yeah, I
you run the show. You own the show. It's your show. Yeah, everything right. bad that happens is your responsibility. Everything good, I'll
we
take
do,
credit
those,
for.
They're not real flexible.
Now it's irritating to the listeners.
And we've gotten a couple emails like, you guys got cut off. You guys got cut off. And it's not our producer. We got the best producer in the
state.
We need to shut up more quickly.
We need to shut up.
Yeah, that could work too, I guess.
That would work. If we did that, that would.
I haven't thought about that.
Yeah.
I thought it was all about me, but yeah. Maybe you're right. Maybe we do need to work within the system.
Maybe we need to follow Jason's cues.
Yeah.
How would that be?
Yeah, Jason would like. Jason, why are you smiling back there?
Why do I think you being mayor, you're not used to following other people's cues? Jason, am I right or wrong? I'm right. Okay. Yes. All right. So there you go.
All right.
Jason, can you get on the phone real quick or on the mic real quick?
What? To bash me?
No, not to bash
okay,
you.
Okay, don't. Come on.
No, I just want to. Jim, with your father-in-law, great friend of ours, Jim Barlament.
Yep.
I bet a lot of those stories sounded familiar, huh?
You know what? He didn't talk a lot about that.
Jim?
Yeah.
I think in my book is one of the first times he really opened up.
Well, that's the first time I learned about most of that.
Yeah. Those guys, and just so you could tell with John, he never talked about it much
his
whole life either.
And it's vague, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's vague. Because
it's what?
It's vague.
Vague, yeah.
Because if they went into detail, it would blow our minds.
Yeah, I agree. And you're exactly right.
They probably have confided, probably a lot of pillow talk in those relationships. And if it would be for their spouses, you just wonder if these guys would have made it. You know what I mean?
I do. Well, there are guys, and there's another guy, a great friend of mine, Blackie Rosine was his name. Wonderful gentleman, passed away about a year ago, not long after the book came out. And he and I used to get together all the time, and he would tell me about some of the things. And he would never tell me, and I actually did a eulogy at his funeral. He would never tell me why he was awarded the Silver Star. He received two or three Bronze Stars, But the Silver Star is like right below the Medal of Honor.
Right.
And he would never tell me why he was awarded that Silver Star. It was like too personal for him. But he actually contacted many of the people when he came back from Vietnam, the parents of people of, excuse me, of soldiers he couldn't save. He contacted them.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's,
that'd
it's,
be it, difficult, right?
Yeah.
But what a guy.
Absolutely. That's, and one of his buddies told the story about when he came to visit him, and Blackie's mom was there, and she says, how is my son? And the guy said, let me tell you something, ma'am. He stood there one day to go take care of somebody, and bullets were literally flying between his legs as he went to take care of the wounded troop.
No.
Yeah.
The hand yeah. of that.
Could wow. not do it. Could
no.
not do it.
You no and I, way.
No, no, no.
Now there's...
There's a certain type of courage that certain people have. And when he first went there, he said, the guy told him, he said, when they landed the plane, a colonel or somebody came on, and he said, how many here are medics? And the, him and another guy, you know, raised their hands. And it said, all right, we got two Jeeps out there. Each one, go to one Jeep. It doesn't matter, because so far the lifespan has been about 30 days for our medics. So it doesn't matter where you're going.
You know... We need to be reminded of that.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes you think, oh, you know, this is difficult or this.
Right.
It's like, man.
Oh, I got a parking ticket.
Right. And whine about it for 2 weeks, and these guys are out saving lives with snakes crawling across their legs.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Oh, my dog. Anyway, my dog has tender feet. I have to put his booties on him.
I was telling John, we'll segue to that, but. He's whining about the how hot it is in Phoenix, and which it is hot.
No, why wouldn't I make a statement when I bring up an issue? But, is it always whining?
Because you okay, whine.
You not having ketchup for your egg sandwich in that restaurant was whining. That
they should have had for $27. They should have had ketchup.
That was
so
whining.
That was, of course, I bought your sandwich too.
No, right? But it's just when you mentioned today you have to put little booties on your dog if it's too the sidewalks
or too
hot.
Cold.
Yeah.
Or too cold, I'll put okay. booties on them. Yeah, everybody does that.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Hey, we got a great guest. We got, every day is great.
My dogs ran in 4 feet deep snow.
Yeah, you threw them off the dock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, Nagai.
And they lived outside in the dog pen.
That, John, that, oh. Anyway.
And they loved it. They were the happiest dogs ever.
Oh, sure.
The least pompous dogs ever. And they loved their gravy train and food scraps.
You've got salmon and
except for chicken bones. Couldn't give them chicken bones. They'd choke on chicken
that's
bones.
That's true.
Yep. But well, T-bone steak?
Mama Cass,
oh, man,
too, right?
They love that. Oh, no, that's an old fallacy. That's like one of those urban legends. She didn't die from choking on a ham sandwich.
No, a chicken bone.
No, she
yeah, she did.
No, she didn't.
I don't know, John.
Oh, I've got some music aficionados out there. Mama Cass did not die from choking on a chicken bone.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I don't know about that. Anyway, let's
shift
gears.
Hey, okay.
No, we've got some great guests, and just thanks for recommending guests because we are our job.
Yeah, we appreciate that. People.
We do because we want to connect with the community, and we want you guys to connect with each other and engage the community. Big event coming up here next week, as you know, in the community is the EAA, and we have with us. Tomorrow, I think he's the director. I don't really have his title. John, do you have his title? I don't have his title. Anyway,
Dick?
The guy coming in tomorrow. I mean,
communications director.
Okay, so it's right. The EAA, the Air Venture in Oshkosh, which starts next Monday. And as I told you, Johnny and I are going to be broadcasting.
Maybe we're going to be broadcasting
the Mine on the Mayor show.
A lot of technical shit. Things we have to get through for sure.
We don't have the technical stuff down in our $100,000 studio.
Whoops.
What makes you think we can have our technical stuff down in EAA? Sure. But we're gonna. The goal is to broadcast live from the EAA. Thank you, John, for pointing it out to our listeners that we have.
That's
some technical.
Been a nice 3 weeks.
There's our $10,000 fine we were worried about.
Cha-ching.
Anyway, he's coming on tomorrow to talk about the cost, the parking, and. We will have our show down there, I think. We got to work through the technical things. But
yes.
The EAA is a great thing. It's just for families. It's educational. There's a lot of history there. And I want to talk to him. I wonder if they're going to talk about, these rockets going out now, right? Like that William Shatner and all these people. I wonder if they're going to talk about the next phase of
I don't know. That's a good point.
That would be cool, right?
That is, yeah, absolutely. Would you do that?
No, but...
I don't think I would either.
No, I wouldn't, but... I don't know. Would I? I think I might.
I could see you doing it.
I could. I think. You know what? I don't know.
We'll I can have see to see you doing it.
And they always have a big feature. I don't think it's the Blue Angels. You've seen those guys.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. They're
those,
awesome.
Oh, those guys are
unbelievable. That's awesome.
Well, even those, they're not called crop dusters. That would be degrading.
Yeah, biplanes. Yeah, those
biplanes.
Are cool.
That's what I meant. The biplanes.
Yeah, those are cool.
He's going to talk about that so that you guys can kind of plan next week. I mean, it's a 5-day convention. The cost of parking, and I know they have discounts at certain times of the day and different features, different parts of the week. So he's coming on tomorrow, and then we will be broadcasting there. As John said, we're going to get our stuff together.
That's what I meant to say.
I know you did. Tomorrow's going to be a great show. Thanks for listening
today. Hear my buddy Big Wayne Stiegelman tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, he's going to be awesome.
Yep. Talk about trying to electrocute his friend.
All right.
All kinds of stuff.
Cool.
And you know what else we have to get on? The guy that escaped from the prison momentarily.
Oh, I know.
By building a rope out of dental floss.
I was telling some friends that last night. They're like, that is a great story. Yes. And that is a true story.
Okay, so, Jason's giving us a cue.
All right. Now we can wrap it up. WGBW, we are at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show
on 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.